Well, Craig, I know you don't care for the award season that shows up here right after the first of the year, the end of December, that continues on. The Golden Globes, People's Choice Awards, they had some Critics Awards, but a lot of folks are interested in not only the awards, seeing the celebrities, but also seeing what they wear. And this morning we have with us Cheryl Underwood, who's a comedian, also on The Talk. And joining her is Carson Kressley, who's a fashion expert, Craig, but he also is an alumni of Dancing with the Stars. So this is...
I did not remember that.
Yes, he was. And I happened to see, Carson, I saw you riding a horse in the Rose Parade.
That was me. Yes, I do it all. That's fantastic.
And I would say that your horse was well-styled that day, too.
Yeah, I might have over-accessorized her a bit, but, you know, I couldn't control myself.
Well, you kind of have to, accessorize to the body. Whatever body shape you have, you have to put on something to make it look the best. And I guess that's kind of what we're talking about today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's you know, red carpet season is upon us. And, you know, the SAG Awards are coming up. And the Globes just happened. And the Oscars are around the corner. And I think women all over the U.S. and the world, you know, look to that as kind of their Super Bowl of style. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to talk to you guys about, you know, how women at home can kind of achieve that look. And, you know, I think the first thing is, you know, it's all about when I'm styling a client for the red carpet or just a makeover on TV, it starts with great foundation pieces, right? Because everything you put on after that is going to be affected by what you put on first. Mm-hmm. A great bra, great body shaper. We're working with Depend Silhouette Active Fit, which is this great, you know, super slim brief that works with women that have bladder leakage. Okay. Whatever it is that you need to feel confident, that's the first step. Confidence is everything. And then it's about layering on the other pieces and accessorizing.
And a lot of this has to go back to getting the right fit, I would think.
Yeah, you know, people are always saying, you know, what's the most important thing when it comes to what you're wearing? And I think fit is paramount. You know, you can have something that's not expensive, right, but looks amazing because it's, you know, it has the right fit for your body. That's really, really key.
Cheryl, talk to me a little bit about when you have to get ready. You're on as a comedian. Usually comedians aren't known a lot for their fashion, but when you then represent a show like that you're on and they're going for awards and something like that, is this sort of is there angst to you to think, oh, what am I going to wear? What am I going to do? People are going to judge me? What's your thoughts for that?
Well, you know, we really have a great team over at The Talk, and they dress me for the People's Choice Awards. They dress me for the NAACP Awards. We're up for Image Award. And, you know, anytime we go to when I went to the Pacquiao Mayweather fight, they were dressing me for that. But one of the things that I love about working with CBS and the wardrobe people over at The Talk is that when I said I wanted to wear Depend Silhouette Active Fit everywhere, because right, I really wanted to feel good about myself, because I'm one of the 51 million women who suffer from bladder leakage. So if you don't feel confident, and Carson can back me up on this, you can see it. You kind of slouch. Your posture's not good. But, you know, when I'm feeling dry and I'm feeling confident and I'm successful, even if I laugh real loud, or let's say, you know, you go to these events and they don't want you walking in and out of the event while they're taping. So you have to sit there all night. And I see women kind of squirming in their seat. And I'm sitting and I'm confident and I'm like, okay. And everybody's looking at me like, well, what's going on with you, Cheryl Underwood? Because I'm wearing Depend Silhouette Active Fit.
Right.
You know, and guys walk up to me and, you know, they might want to, hey, Cheryl. And I'm like, hey, so what you trying to do? Because I'm the bomb.
Right. Well, I've seen some outfits, though, that they have on the red carpet where you're thinking, I'm not even sure there's anything under there. So,
but see, that's the great thing about the beige and the black color.
Right.
You really cannot see what I'm wearing. And once I put my nylons on or my shapewear, my undergarment, I'm even bringing back, and Carson, you'll love me for this, the long line bra.
Okay.
The long line, so you can get that. I want that hourglass.
Right,
yes.
That Jane Russell kind of,
baby. Silhouettes are in people, and silhouettes are in actor fit and depend.
Carson, when you're looking at somebody and sort of judging or at least critiquing on the fashion, what is it that you're looking at? Do you compare that to other dresses on the red carpet or what that person's done in the past? How do you kind of look at that?
I think it's all about the moment and the evening, and like, are they looking great for right now? I don't really compare people to other people because I think everybody's striving to kind of create their best look, and I try to keep it really positive. And there are some times where I'm like, oh, girl, that was a mistake. But, you know, I just, you want everyone to kind of succeed on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you know, it's not like it's a life or death moment, right. So we don't take it that seriously. But you know, people are interested in it, and they want someone to kind of give them advice of why this worked and why it didn't.
You
just hope that they kind of everybody, you know, hit the home run.
There's a lot of times who wore it well. You've seen those kind of things where they compare it. Obviously,
right.
Maybe that kind of just kind of goes to that about who's
wore it best. Yeah. And I always lose those. You know, usually the Cate Blanchett.
Mm-hmm.
She always, you know, wins that. She always looks great.
Well, there are some actresses and actors, people who just sort of look well no matter how they're dressed, and they have that confidence, I guess, which is part of it no matter what you're wearing, because some of us would put something like that on and think, this is really awkward. I've never had this thing with a giant flower coming off the side or this thing following me behind. So,
well, I would say this, as a woman, once you put the ensemble together and put it on, as soon as you get out of that limo, you better make it work.
Right,
because
right.
You don't have a second chance at
no.
this.
And, you know, your point is great about, you know, confidence is the most important thing. And it doesn't mm-hmm. matter if it's red carpet or if it's going to a job interview
right.
or, you know, going to a PTA meeting.
That's right.
When you feel great about what you have on, it has a synergistic effect and everything else is better and you just feel like you can conquer the world. So that's why, you know, I love to give women advice about what's going to make them feel confident and whatever they need mm-hmm. to feel confident and beautiful. I'm a big proponent. So if it's a body shaper or a Depends Silhouette Active Fit Brief mm-hmm. Or if it's a special bra mm-hmm. or whatever it is, confidence is so key. Use those tools and feel amazing when you get out there and take over the world.
Right.
Is it true that men like red? I hear that men really are attracted to women who wear red.
Red underwear?
Red in general? Outfits, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, is that true, Bruce and Craig?
I'd go with that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, red?
Mm-hmm.
Red or black, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a gambler, so I guess that would go with either of it.
Right. Or if you're a Chicago Bulls fan, that works
right.
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're loving the Cavaliers right now.
That's good. I like that sports reference,
yeah,
Carson. That's great.
Yeah, they took it to the Clippers, right?
Well, yep. Yes, but right. We're having trouble with that team out west, though, the Golden State Warriors.
But that's going to be a different situation. I think LeBron is going to really do some great things. And we're not really worried about the Browns. You guys just need a quarterback.
Right.
You're
losing me with all this basketball.
Oh, sorry.
Baseball. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know I'm supposed to be talking about Depend Silhouette Active Fit. Go to Depend.com for a free sample. But I got to ask you guys a question. So, Manziel in or out?
Probably out.
I agree.
I think we've kind of had our fill of him.
Who would you want?
Well, I have no comment on. We've gone through so many quarterbacks.
RG3?
Well, I don't know. He didn't work out too well. We're finding out that mobile quarterbacks are not the way to go. If you look who's still left with Tom Brady and Peyton
yeah.
Manning and Cam Newton, so...
The running quarterback, you want somebody that just stands flat-footed.
Well, someone who's tall, strong, and can kind of see over the offensive line. That's
God, I felt the same way. I felt Manziel's a little too short for the game.
Yes. Well, Carson, thanks for sharing the time with us. I appreciate your time this morning. Also, Cheryl. And good luck, and we'll talk again soon sometime.
Go Cavaliers!
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.